Morning, Stig.
Gus, on Saturday you played away against Falkirk and had a 1-0 defeat.
Yeah, we came very close to taking something from the game, from what people would consider probably the form team in the First Division with some of the results that they've had recently. But we were extremely disappointed come the end of the game that after defending so well for probably 95 minutes, you know, we concede a penalty which was poor on our part, but then when Lee saves that, you know, we think we're going to get out of there with a point, but lo and behold, with really the final kick of the ball, you know, we lose the game.
Yeah, I did see in one of the papers that Lee was extremely gutted after that game.
Well, I think Lee had very little to do in the game. You know, Falkirk had, you know, the majority of possession of the ball, but Lee only had one other save to make before the penalty, which was a free kick. So when in the 95th minute, you know, when he's called into duty, he saves the penalty, he's elated. So, and then within a matter of seconds, he's deflated. So he was very, very disappointed, you know, but that's what professional sport is all about. It's when you have a disappointment like that, it's how you react to it.
Yeah. I did notice that you had a couple of injuries on Saturday, Craig Reid and Daniel Carmichael.
Yeah, I think we were, you know, especially Danny coming off. I think Danny was the player that looked most likely in the first half, the way we were, you know, we were playing, that was going to be a threat to Falkirk and was allowing us to get up the park. And it was quite a cynical challenge, which resulted in Danny's injury. And we tried to, you know, the worst thing was it happened not too long before half time, and then when he comes off at half time, he's really not. It just tightens up the muscle. And we gave him the sort of first 5 minutes of the second half to see if he could sort of run it off and, you know, stretch and clear it up, but it wasn't to be, so we had to make that change. And Scott McLaughlin had really, you know, it was touch and go whether he would make the game. He'd trained very little, so really we'd used all three substitutes and they were still, you know, well over 30 minutes to go in the game, so it tested us, but, you know, we nearly got there.
Who's available for the weekend and who's out for the weekend?
Well, I think Craig and Danny will be touch and go again, given their injuries. Steve McKenna is likely to miss the game as well. So again, you know, because of the size of the squad, you know, they just tests it. But, you know, we feel that, you know, there was enough positive, you know, performances there within that game at Falkirk to take confidence from it, because, you know, I think the Moroccan lad up front for Falkirk has really been one of the top players in the First Division this season. But our centre-backs, Campbell and McGuffey, kept him very, very quiet, you know, for the best part of the game. So there's bonuses there within the performances. And nobody can question, you know, the work ethic of the group. Because they worked extremely hard for each other, especially in that final 15, 20 minutes where, you know, there's a few boys that are struggling there, you know, with injuries as well. But they're just battling on because they know we've used the three substitutes.
Yeah. And yet again this weekend you're playing away from home. Raith Rovers this time, another hard game away from home.
Yeah, I think we've already understood the difficulties of the First Division, how tight it is, and things that we've talked about previously, the fine lines between winning and losing and taking points from games. And we've experienced that far too often, especially away from home. I think every single away game we've lost a goal in the last 5 minutes, which has cost us points, you know, whether it be, you know, just a, you know, the 2 points it cost us at Livingston or points elsewhere on our travels. I don't think there's any of the games where we've been outplayed. You know, we've competed in every single game but lost out to very late goals.
Yeah, I think I have looked at it. If a football game lasted 18 minutes, I think you would be nearly top of the league by now.
I think I said that immediately after on Saturday. You know, I think we've got to get this mentality. Sometimes a game lasts, as it did on Saturday, 97 minutes. So we have to have that mentality, you know, and the strength, you know, and it's not, I certainly don't think it's down to fitness, because we've worked extremely hard with the players. They've shown very, very good fitness levels, and it really just comes down to a mentality in that stage of the game, that if we're stronger and we understand that. I liked what I saw on Saturday, in terms of the mentality, it was just that final little piece that we had to get over that line, which we weren't able to do.
Yeah. So I think you'll be forced to pitch in a few young players again on Saturday?
Well, I think there'll be a couple of young players involved, unless, you know, these injuries clear up. We're only, obviously, at Wednesday, we'll give these players right up to the last minute, you know, to make themselves available. But we have to look at it as well, that Craig and Scott McLaughlin had done very little training right up until that game. But because of the size of the squad, they are big players for us.
Yeah.
You know, and we put them in. But the one person I was very pleased with was Stephen Black, a young boy that, I say young boy, he's 19. You know, these guys should be competing in the first team. I thought he looked very comfortable when he went in and played in a sort of unfamiliar role in the middle of the park for us, which was a little bit of composure, which we needed at that time. So it's pleasing that these young players are getting their opportunity. But we said that to them, that because of the squad, the size of it, that these young players, as you can see with Falkirk, and they've got some 16-year-olds and a couple of 18-year-olds as well playing in their team. That's the way Scottish football is going, and the young players will get their opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're playing young players now, but for the future, that can only be a good thing for Cooley in the South, that these young players get in at a young age at this level.
Of course it is, you know, because we'd said it from day one, from we introduced ourselves to them before the rest of the squad, that they will get their opportunity, and they had to make sure that they were fit and they were ready to grab that opportunity. You know, Stephen's probably the last one that's, you know, came into the frame. Ian McShane, Ryan Smiley, Kevin Holt, they've all had a little taste of it as well, coming off the bench. McShane started up at Ross County. So they've all got to show that they're ready, and when given it, grab that opportunity.
Yeah, well, I'll just wish you good luck for Saturday, Gus, and hopefully you can come away with a good result on Saturday.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.